Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Where are we? We are in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. Where are we in the chapter? We are down to the final two verses. We're almost finished with chapter 10. There are 20 verses, and we have covered the first 18, and we have only verses 19 and 20 to go. Where are we? We are down to the last two of the common manifestations of folly that are listed in the final section of chapter 10. There are five sections that all describe different aspects of folly. And this last section deals with common manifestations of folly, such as, number one, lack of common sense, number two, lack of maturity, number three, overindulgence, number four, irresponsibility. And that brings us up to where we finished yesterday. And today we are going to look at number five, which is materialism. That's foolish. It's here described as folly. We don't generally think of it in those terms, but that's what it is. And then finally, verse 20, indiscretion, and we'll talk about that and explain that a little more fully. So in this chapter, Solomon has taken the flip side of wisdom. Wisdom is applying God's truth to every area of life. Folly is failing to do that. And in this chapter, he describes folly more fully, so that we can understand it better. He describes it in many of its manifestations and aspects so we can really get a sense of what this is all about. And in some cases, it's just very ordinary common sense things, and you say, is this scripture? This is not, doesn't sound very theological, doesn't sound very doctrinal. It sounds more like just common horse sense, yep. But it is the Word of God. And we need to understand these things and take the warning seriously. And so, to that end, we continue on. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, January 26. And we can only do this, folks, because some of you are willing to help us with the cost. Please keep that in mind. All right, materialism, verse 19. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers everything. Now, what in the world is this? Well, he's talking, the three things here, feast, wine, and money, and all of those are material things. And what he's really saying is that the fool thinks money will solve everything. The fool thinks that money will cover irresponsibility. That's what we talked about on the broadcast yesterday. Verse 18, because of laziness the building decays, and through idleness of hands the house leaks. Yes, to be sure. Just being irresponsible. But the fool thinks that money will fix everything, that money will cover his irresponsibility. I was watching a program not too long ago on television that was talking about the American Revolution. From a Christian standpoint, I really appreciate someone who is viewing it that way, who is analyzing it from a standpoint of a Christian and God's Word. And I just was struck as I was listening to what this man had to say with how many things in life become so costly just simply because of petty carnality. So many of the wars, for example, in throughout world history have occurred just because somebody got peeved. They got their feelings hurt. And if you're a king and you control a country and you have an army and a neighboring king hurts your feelings, then that may launch a war. Now, when you think about all the cost of the war, both in money, which is always enormous, but even in what's more important, in lives, in homes that are destroyed, in families that go where wives become widows and children become fatherless, and when you think about all the property that gets destroyed, generally for no reason, it's just useless destruction, but that's what happens in warfare. And all because somebody said something that made somebody else mad, and they couldn't accept it, they couldn't control it, they just lashed out by starting a war. You talk about a classic example of irresponsibility, that's it. That's it. But if a king is wealthy and he has a big ego, which nearly all of them do, if you're a king, you almost always have a big ego, then you tend to do these things and you tend to think that your authority and your resources, the wealth that you have or that you can get a hold of, will fix everything. And that's what this is talking about in verse 19. A feast is made for laughter. Okay, that's a pretty simple statement. That's why people have feasts. They do it in order to have a good time. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry. Yes, it does. Be careful. Be careful that it doesn't make you too merry. Be careful that you don't drink too much and lose control and become irresponsible, right back to the previous folly. But yes, wine makes merry, but money answers everything. You get the idea there? This person is saying, it doesn't matter if I overindulge in wine and do something foolish because I've got money that will take care of it. Money will solve whatever problems I make. And of course, a lot of times that is the attitude of rich people, particularly it's more common when it is rich people who are rich because of somebody else's money, somebody else's wealth. The children of hardworking entrepreneurs who have worked hard to be successful and have been successful, and their kids who didn't work hard for that money and never learned discipline, never learned the value of things, just take the advantages, the material advantages that have been given to them, and live carelessly and irresponsibly, but they're not concerned because money will fix everything. Money answers everything. If I drink too much and crash the car, no problem. The old man's got tons of money. He'll take care of it. If I get speeding tickets and lose my license, no problem. The old man's got plenty of money. He can hire lawyers and take care of that, and on it goes. Money is the answer to everything. And what this text is telling us, it's in a list of things in the category on common manifestations of folly, and what it's telling us is that a materialistic outlook on life, a materialistic perspective of life, is utter folly. Money can't fix everything. And you'll find that out. You may crash the car because you drank too much and you hit another car and you kill somebody. Money's not going to bring that life back. Money's not going to fix everything. It can't fix everything. You may crash the car, you may drink too much and crash the car, and maim yourself and carry that injury for life. You may paralyze yourself. And no matter how much money you have to hire the best surgeons in the world, it can't be fixed. You're going to carry that folly with you for the rest of your life. That's what it was. It was folly. This idea that money can fix everything is a foolish perspective on life. It is not true. And if you think that way, if you even sometimes think that way, if you are even tempted to think that way, you need to recognize it for what it is. That is folly. I'm thinking of some young adults right now whose parents do have way more money than most people have, and it's a sorrow to the parents, and it's a sorrow to me to see how irresponsible those children have become. And only God knows what all has gone into that. I'm not in the home. I can't see how they were trained. I can't give you the exact cause and effect in every case. I know that unconverted hearts are sinful, aren't they? We all are. We are all blind. We are all sinful by our first birth, and until we are regenerated by the power of God that begins to change us and to cause us to think correctly, we all have foolish thoughts. So I can't really tell you the particulars and the details of the cause and effect here, but I can see something. I can see young people who seem to be exceedingly irresponsible, and I suspect, I could be wrong, but I suspect that at least in part it's because the old man's got plenty of money. So it has sheltered them from many of the realities of life, and they've got a very materialistic outlook, and it is bringing about their ruin. And I'm not going to go into any other details. That's just one that comes to mind, and it serves as a good illustration at this point. But when that's the case, people often make very, very foolish decisions about life, which end up costing them greatly. I'm thinking about another young man who was very ambitious. I went to school with him years ago, and his father had worked very hard and had, by extreme diligence, had become a pretty wealthy man. And I had watched some of this happen. I wasn't there at the beginning, but I'd watched some of this happen over the years, and I knew what a hardworking man his father was and how he had started with nothing and had become a very successful businessman. And then I saw his son, who was very capable, very sharp, very intelligent, who took over the business. His father was so proud of him to see him take it over. And it wasn't but just a handful of years until the business went broke and it had to be sold to somebody else. And the son, in disgrace, moved to another state because he couldn't bear the shame of continuing in the community where he had ruined his father's success. He had ruined his inheritance. And he had done that simply because of a materialistic outlook. He spent money like it was water. His father was very frugal and thrifty, but he spent money like it was water. He really enjoyed the high life. And he paid the price. He thought the money would never run out, but it did. He thought that success would never disappear, but it did. And he had a materialistic outlook, and that is the mark of a fool. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.